This week on the Silver and Black Show, we get you ready for the Raiders' regular season finale at Mile High. Rookie running back DeAndre Washington stops by, and Chris Townsend sits down with head coach Jack Del Rio to discuss how the Raiders move on without Derek Carr. All that and more on the Silver and Black Show, starting right now.
The Silver and Black Show.
Things happen in this game, and it's all about the team. It's all about us, you know, moving on with the next opportunity and pulling together as a group of men and being unselfish and sacrificing for each other and all those things. And that doesn't change. It doesn't change regardless of who it is. We remain on a mission, and we're looking forward to this week and the last chapter for the regular season.
On to the next one. Welcome to the Silver and Black Show. I'm your host, Nicole Zalumis, alongside two-time Super Bowl champion Jim Plunkett. And we have to start with Derek Carr. Jim, just your thoughts on the season that he had and what he means to this franchise.
Well, it's certainly a bittersweet victory. And I think Bruce Irvin said it best, you know, after they got in the locker room, it, you know, it just felt like we lost the game because of Derek. I think he means so much to this team. He's brought a lot of life to the offense without question. He's had a phenomenal year. 28 TDs. You know, he's a tough guy to replace, number one. But also, he brought so much energy and confidence in that offensive unit that it was so sad to see him go down the way he did and not finish the season. He's never been to a playoff game. But hopefully, you know, that injury will heal up and he'll be back on the field soon. But a tragic loss to the Raiders.
Yeah, it was a successful surgery, and he clearly is that emotional leader that right. The Raiders have looked at all season long. Well, he's been dominating the headlines this past week in the NFL and, of course, here on Raiders.com. And that leads us to our first headline on the Silver and Black Show, Next Man Up. The age-old saying will be put to the ultimate test. Matt McGloin steps in for an injured Derek Carr to lead the Raiders into their first postseason in 14 seasons. McGloin was an undrafted free agent of the Raiders in 2013 and has outlasted a number of quarterbacks to remain the backup signal caller. Jim, it's only been six starts, but what have you seen from McGloin?
Well, he's a guy I've really taken a long look at over the last 4 years. You know, he's the kind of guy that really inspires other people. He wasn't recruited as a walk-on at Penn State and, you know, wound up being the starter. He wasn't drafted, came to the Raiders. I think he's tenacious. He's a hard worker. And hopefully there won't be much of a drop-off. And I think one of the things that he showed against the Colts was when they needed two crucial third-down completions to maintain possession of the football at the end of the game, you know, he delivered. And I think that really sparked that offensive unit to see what this guy can really do.
Well, Jim, if anybody can relate to it, it's you. And if anyone can give him good advice, because you were in a very similar situation, take us back to 1980, Super Bowl 15.
Sure. I've been on the bench for a couple of years, and they brought in Pastorini, and so I was still a backup. And he broke his leg in the fifth game of the season of 1980, and I took over. But you got to remember, I was a 10-year veteran at that point. I've started a lot of games in my career. I knew what I could do if I had given the opportunity. Matt McGloin still has to learn what he can do. As he's performed over the last few years, I think he's done a tremendous job. I know his record was only 1-5, but you know, even Derek Carr's record wasn't very good in those early years. We just weren't a very good football team. So I have complete confidence in Matt stepping into the situation, and I hope they give him the opportunity. I hope they don't get in a little circle and just try to run the ball and play defense. Give him the opportunity to make some plays down the field. And, you know, I feel confident he'll come through.
Well, speaking of that run game, that leads us to our next headline, Run Raiders Run. The Silver and Black once again showed why they have one of the best rushing attacks in the NFL last Sunday. They ran for 210 yards and two touchdowns. This week, it featured fifth-round running back DeAndre Washington. He's going to join us later in the show. He ripped off 99 yards and two touchdowns with his largest workload of the year. Jim, how important is this run game for the success of the Raiders moving forward?
Well, you know, the run game is always important. You keep the ball away from the other team for longer periods of time. And number two, I think with Matt McGloin stepping in for Derek, it's going to be extremely important for him to be able to have a good running game, to do the play-action pass, to have second and third short-yarded situations where you're not trapped in a long-yarded situation, have to complete a 15-yard pass just for a first down. So, you know, it's very important to be able to run the ball. And they've been doing an excellent job, as you mentioned, and I see no reason why it should stop on Sunday.
Well, the Raiders are hoping for a repeat performance on the ground, Week 17 against the Broncos. Our third headline here, how the West was won. It all comes down to this. Win in Denver, and the Raiders claim the AFC West title and receive a much welcome first-round bye in the playoffs. Lose, and our destiny is in the Chiefs' hands. Jim, they lost their leader, so what are you expecting from this team heading into Mile High? What do they have to do to bring home the W?
Well, you know, obviously you're going to have to protect the ball. You don't want turnovers, especially in Denver against this Bronco football team. But the Broncos have a lot of pride. Just came off of Super Bowl year. They're struggling at 8-7. But, you know, I'd like to think all players have pride, and they're going to play as hard as they ever have. But for the Raiders, yeah, I think they don't have to change too much because they were so successful the first time. But you have to throw in some wrinkles to keep them off balance.
All right, coming up here on the Silver and Black Show, we're joined by DeAndre Washington, fresh off his 2-touchdown performance.
You know, I still had a few things on my bucket list. I definitely want to get in that black hole one time and, you know, just experience that. But just to get in there in the end zone was definitely a good feeling.
The Silver and Black Show is brought to you by Hawaiian Airlines. Hawaii starts here.
Here's a gun run. DeAndre Washington makes a man miss in space. Bends into the end zone for a touchdown. What a run there by DeAndre Washington.
They get a pistol run of the game.
Right at him. He pops it. Touchdown!
Rookie DeAndre Washington joining us on the Silver and Black Show, fresh off a 100-yard performance, 2 touchdowns, your first career touchdown. So take us through the first one. You find pay dirt. How nice was it?
It was definitely a good feeling. Kudos to the O-line. They made it a lot easier for me. Had some great blocks. And it was really a game plan deal. Seen some things on film that we would like to possibly execute. And we just did a good job, just everybody doing their 1-11.
Smart man, giving credit to your offensive line. But yeah. Take me through the play. What was it like? Was it what you had dreamed of?
Yeah, it was definitely a dream come true, you know, to finally get in the end zone. You know, I still had a few things on my bucket list. I definitely want to get in that black hole one time and, you know, just experience that. But just to get in there in the end zone was definitely a good feeling.
Because you are a new member of the Silver and Black, take me back to the beginning, the draft process, finding out that you were joining this Raiders team.
Yeah, it was actually a funny day because it was the third day of the draft. And I was actually getting ready to go head out and do some things. But some just told me to just stick around for a few more picks. And
like something inside of you told
you
to stick around?
Yeah, it's like my gut. Just like, just stick around for a few more picks. And what do you know, I ended up getting a call from a California area code. So I know it could have been a couple different teams. I didn't really know who it was. But I was definitely glad when it was the Oakland Raiders.
So you join a very competitive backfield, and I'm sure that that's something that you took note of. But what's that room been like this season? Because despite the competition, you guys all really get along.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's a healthy competition because, as they said, three-headed monster. So mm-hmm. guys kind of feed off each other's energy. And we're able to just give helpful hints from different viewpoints, if that makes sense. You know, so when a guy's doing good or if he's maybe struggling, he has – not only two other guys, but the whole room to give them some different pointers or different tips as the game goes on. So I think that's been really beneficial, just that it's a healthy competition, but we all, you know, at the end of the day, we got each other's back. So
and different styles of running backs, which is nice as well because you guys can be spread around a little bit. When you aren't the starter, how do you keep yourself staying ready week after week, knowing at any moment you could get the call?
Yeah, I think that's just, I know the few weeks I was out, I was inactive. I just tried to, stay into it mentally, prepare as if I was going to get, you know, most of the carries. And that's just my approach every week. I try to, regardless of what the game plan is, just, you know, approach the game as if, you know, you're the number one guy. So when you do get in, you're not really missing a beat. So that was just my approach to it.
All right, let's get to know the personal side of DeAndre Washington. Our 5 questions now. The first one I ask everyone that sits in that chair, who was your favorite athlete growing up?
Favorite athlete? It's no bias, but I grew up with Charles Woodson Fair.
Well, it's easy to see why, and it's a good choice, yeah. So you're safe with that. What was the favorite Christmas gift or holiday gift that you handed out that you gave to someone else?
That I handed out? It probably was the football, the second touchdown. I gave it to a kid in the stands. And just the emotion he had on his face, you know, so it was definitely a good feeling. So that probably was
on Christmas Eve.
On Christmas Eve,
could you ask for a better gift as a Raiders fan? I don't think so. and a win. Favorite emoji? You have a big smile, so I would think it might be the smiley face emoji.
Probably be the glasses emoji.
The glasses. Yeah. What does that mean? I love asking you guys the emojis because it makes me feel hip.
I think it just depends on the context you use it in.
Better athlete in your family. Apparently a very talented family. You and your sister, she plays at Texas Tech, plays softball.
Definitely, she's probably a bad athlete. She does it all. She does volleyball, track, softball. So
is she older or younger?
She's younger.
Okay.
She's younger.
Well, she's been having to follow in your footsteps, so I'm sure that she's pretty quick. Final one here with New Year's almost here. Any resolutions?
Just stay around positive people, eliminate negative energy, and just find something to get better at every day.
Well, you have silenced any naysayers, so you've already started. DeAndre Washington, it is so much fun watching you up there. Keep up the good work.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
More to come on the Silver and Black Show.
We can look back and talk about all that what was of 2016 on another date. What I'm really fired up about is going in and having this opportunity against the Denver Broncos.
In a torrential downpour, the Raiders ran the ball 60 times for 280 yards. Rich Gannon threw just 14 passes. One of them, a perfect rainbow to Doug Jolly. The defense shut out the Chiefs. And the Raiders were now the number one seed in the AFC.
With one win standing in the way of the Raiders clinching the AFC West title for the first time in 14 seasons, the Raiders' resilience will be tested. This team has faced adversity all season long, but none bigger than losing their leader, Derek Carr. How they respond will decide what this team will be heading into the playoffs.
That's right, Nicole. A lot of adversity for this Raiders football team. But the most important thing, you're going for the division title on Sunday.
Yeah. Let's not dwell on the negative. Let's move on. We're fired up 12-3 with our last regular season game in Denver to capture the crown.
Yeah.
So it's like a hat and T-shirt game that we want to be a big part of.
And it's got to mean a lot to you, of course. Coaching in Denver, going there to beat them for the division would be huge.
Well, you know what? I'm past like it being about them. It's about us. It's about, you know, what we're about, what we've been about as a team, and the kind of year we put together. We want to finish it right. We want to go get a win in the division, on the road, their house, and bring home the crown.
It's a long journey, obviously. It's a very long journey. What's it like that you set that goal to win the division and you're finally here?
Yeah, we're right here with the opportunity, so it's awesome. I mean, that's what it's all about. You know, we set goals. I mean, last year I set the same goal. Disappointed we didn't get it last year. This year we've got an opportunity in this last game.
You know, football is the ultimate game of next man up. It's a brutal game. People get hurt. You have a new quarterback, and, of course, a lot of us being around this know a lot about Matt McGloin, a guy who walked on at Penn State. They talk about that chip on his shoulder. He's a tough kid from Scranton, Pennsylvania. Talk about your quarterback. What do we expect on Sunday?
I expect him to just do his job. You know, I think Matt's been a quarterback in this league now for several years. He's been with us the last two, and I think he's ready for this moment.
Well, there's a reason you kept him around. There was a regime change, and you kept him. So there's something that you saw in him that you said, you know what, I want him on this football team.
Yeah, he's smart, he's tough, he's competitive. We like those things.
Of course, it's so sad about Derek Carr to see him go down. How tough was that for you as a head coach?
It's tough as a human being, as a person. Derek is a great young man. But the good news is he's coming back. All right, we're not burying Derek, right? He's just going to be out a while, okay? And it could be a shorter while, depending on how everything heals. And all the indications are it's going great. So we love Derek. We appreciate him. But it's next man up, and the team has got to continue on. And we're fired up about the opportunities we have in front of us.
Yeah, broken bones heal, so we know he's going to be okay. The one thing, the way he handled the injury and the way just his leadership, how can he really help this team going forward?
I mean, the biggest thing is just be himself, you know, be around when he's healthy enough to be around, and he will. He's got a great spirit about him, and he'll bring that and the mental part. But the bottom line is, as a team, we're going forward. That's what we have to do, and that's what we will do.
And that offensive line, which has been so good for you this year, been a next-man-up mentality, especially at right tackle, but that offensive line has been so big for you.
Yeah, and it goes, you know, going to this game, and you go down the stretch here, it's all about the trenches. It's the big guys. It gets cold, you know, and this time of year, and the people that can run it and stop the run, those are the teams that advance.
And you think about this football team going forward, this win on Sunday, winning the division. I mean, you have to be so proud of your guys, what they've accomplished. You've had so much adversity, all these road games. You've played outside the country. I mean, you'd have to be so proud.
I'm proud. Now, let's get this one. Yeah, I mean, I'm proud of winning 12. You win 12 games in this league, it's tough. It's tough to win in this league. You win 12, you're sitting here 12-3 with a chance. But for me, we can look back and talk about all that what was of 2016 on another date. What I'm really fired up about is going in and have this opportunity against the Denver Broncos.
And you talk all the time about stacking up wins, and that's exactly what you've done this year.
Yeah, stack them up. We'll stack one more before we get into the postseason.
Well, hopefully next week we're talking about an AFC West title, Coach. Good luck to you Sunday in Denver.
Appreciate it. Thanks, Chris.
Week 17, the Broncos. Yeah, it's going to be cold, but we got work to do. So what I wanted to do is I wanted to take a look back at the last game. Hey, class. Professor Kennedy here with this week's edition of Chalk Talk, brought to you by the Ray Morgan Company. Week 17, the Broncos. Yeah, it's going to be cold, but we got work to do. So what I wanted to do is I wanted to take a look back at the last game. I love grown man football, as I've told you before. And these guys up front really had some grown man football this game, especially with Derek Carr reading the box. If you heard our radio broadcast before, you've heard that I say he uses a check with me system. Ideally, it's he's counting the box. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. When you have a tight end, advantage offense. See the tight end? See the tight end? Advantage offense. Even with the safety in the relatively outside the box, it's still advantage offense. So this play we're going to look at, it's a very simple power. Off tackle wham. What's going to happen? Walford's got seal. Gabe's got seal. Hudson and KO run a double team to the back. Penn, ISO. Kirkland, ISO. Pull the big tackle. Austin Howard up on the linebacker. Jalen Richard does the rest. Let's watch the magic. Look at Austin Howard pull. Good kick out block. Look at the hole. Now Jalen Richard is one-on-one with the safety. For him, it turns out to be a 28-yard run. Effective football working the box. For this next snapshot we're going to go to, we're going to go later in the game. Now, the Raiders have got everything working for them offensively. And in this instance, they're really going to load up the box. The Broncos know that they can't stop them with just seven men, so look how many people are in the box. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 10 out of 11 in the box. Granted, the Raiders have a strong formation. 2 tight ends, 2 backs. It could work with 10 in the box. But when I said grown man football, this is what I'm referring to. Because even when you know that it's coming and you know that you got to stop it, you can't do it. Let's watch this play. Watch Clive Wolfer coming in short motion. Look how the linebacker respects it. Alawale takes the wheel backer. Hudson gets up on the mic. Latavius Murray scoots through. Off to the races. Big play. It's demoralizing for the Broncos defense because even when you load the box and stack up against the run, you know it's coming. You can't stop it. Need a little bit more of that when we go to Denver. So in closing, if I'm a Bronco, one thing I'm going to try to do to stop this run game is contain between the tackles. Got to have more penetration, more force. So look for a lot more blitzes against our run looks. Hopefully the guys will be prepared for it. And whether allowing, you can probably take some strikes down the field because they were awfully risky with their safeties in the box. By the way, class, I want to thank you for joining us for 2016. You made these Chalk Talks worthwhile, and we appreciate having you here. Well, that does it for this week's edition of Chalk Talk. I'll see you next week.
I mean, they win a division with the win, if my understanding is right, you know. So, and they're a really good football team. You know, obviously they lost their quarterback, but this kid's a really good player. I mean, I've crossed paths with him before when I was in Houston, and they play really good. And, you know, they're a good football team heading into playoffs, and we know we're going to get the best.
I don't think, you know, not giving effort or anything will be an issue. I think, you know, we want to win. That's the bottom line. So we'll put our best foot forward and give it our best go Sunday.
We're playing the Raiders. I mean, that's our intention. Our guys know that. And, you know, we'll have to play a lot better than we did last time against them.
Welcome back to the Silver and Black Show. Nicole Zalumis alongside Jim Plunkett, and no pressure from Matt McGloin.
Heading on the
road in Denver, facing the league's number one pass defense. What's the mindset that he needs to have?
Well, he's got to be confident, and I'm sure he is. I've talked to him over the years, and you know, he's confident in what he can do out there, and he's performed very well in certain situations for the Raiders over the years, although he hasn't played much in the last several since Derek Carr got here. But, you know, he's a guy who works hard. He knows the offense. He studies hard. He will be mentally prepared to enter this ball game, and it's going to be tough on the road. They've got the number one pass defense in the NFL. They're first in so many categories defensively, so he's got to protect the football as well. And I think if he can do that and the running game really helps him, you know, I think they have a terrific chance of beating the Broncos with Matt McGloin. I have no doubt about it.
Well, on the other side of the ball, Jim, what's Denver's defense focusing on as they face a backup quarterback?
Well, I think they're going to have to make some changes from the first game because, number one, they gave up a lot of yards on the ground, gave up some big pass plays, and so they're going to make some changes. But with Matt McGloin in the game, the defense, I think, is going to crowd the line of scrimmage, make Matt McGloin beat you. He doesn't have the experience. He hasn't played in a long time. So they're going to try and shut down the running game as much as possible, put pressure on McGloin, and let him win the game for the Raiders.
It's time now for Plunkett's Pick of the Week, where he gives us the one key to the win. What's it going to take for the Raiders?
Well, I think we've talked enough about Matt McGloin and his first start in several years. I think to win the turnover battle, it will be crucial. Hopefully we can get some good field position if we can get the ball over on their territory. So turnovers are a key.
All right, that's going to do it for this edition of the Silver and Black Show. Make sure you join us next week as we prepare for the postseason. On behalf of Jim Plunkett, DeAndre Washington, Chris Townsend, and Jack Del Rio, I'm Nicole Zalumis. Thanks for watching, and go Raiders!